One's a movie buff. One watches movies just enough. Together, fun will be had by all. This is Nadine Katie at the Movies. Hello, everyone, and welcome to season 4 of Nadie and Katie at the Movies. This is the first episode of 2024. That's right, brand new year, brand new season, brand new format of everything going on with this show. And guess who's with me? That's right, my good friend, Katie. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm great. You know, new year, but some things never change. I'm driving on the interstate again as we record. Some things just never change, Nathan. Did you have a good year last year? You looking forward to this one?
I did have a good year. Unfortunately, you weren't able to join me and Judson for our last episode of 2023, but that's okay because I still mentioned your thoughts on Aquaman and how it was.
And I listened to our episode. It was definitely, I agreed with everything you said. And I would just reemphasize how cluttered CGI was. But I'll tell you what, guys, if you haven't gone and listened to their episode, I mean, it's not going to be as good because I'm not on there, but you've got to hear the review of Iron Claw, because just listening to Nady and Juddy talk about it, I was like, wow, I need to get in theaters soon and see that movie. So yeah, I'm excited. That'll probably be my first movie of 2024.
Yeah, it's seriously probably my favorite movie of 2023, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about this episode, our year in review, looking back at 2023, which was only just a couple of days ago, and talking about the likes, the dislikes of that year, and exactly how many movies did we go see? I did count how many movies we saw last year. And also, we're going to give you a little bit of a sneak peek of what we're going to be doing this new season of Nadie and Katie at the Movies. So let's get right into it. We don't have any synopsises or anything like that to go over, but we are going to go over our highest rated movies of 2023. We saw a plethora of movies, but which made it to the top spot with a perfect 6 out of 6? I will go first with my list. I have a much longer list, I think. My list is the movie Air, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Sound of Freedom, Oppenheimer, Gran Turismo, Shelter in Solitude, Killers of the Flower Moon, and of course, last but certainly not least, The Iron Claw. And out of all of those top 6 movies, I would probably say, unsurprisingly, that The Iron Claw is probably my top 6 out of 6 movie of 2023. I just think the performances were phenomenal. The story was compelling. It just got you right in the gut. And it just did a phenomenal job telling a heartbreaking story, but still having a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. I just thought it was phenomenal. Katie, what were your 6 out of 6 movies of 2023?
Well, it's funny looking back at the ones. I think there's a difference between me thinking I liked a movie and giving it a 6. There were some movies that I gave a 6 that I was like, oh, I didn't even really remember that movie. I just couldn't find anything wrong with it, therefore gave it a perfect score. But I'm laughing, Nathan, it just goes to show some of our differences. Out of all the ones you listed, not a single one was in my list. I'm sure I ranked them highly. I know that I loved Oppenheimer. I really liked Killers of the Flower Moon. So I'm sure I gave them like 5 or 5.5. But my 6 are Dungeons and Dragons, which I had forgotten about, Wonka, the Taylor Swift movie, which, do we count that? It's a concert. And then I can't even believe I'm saying this, but apparently, and I went back to check, I ranked Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning as a 6. Like, what? I could not tell you much at all about that movie. But if I could defend myself, I'm pretty sure it followed my normal pattern that I talk about, which is I did laugh. I was entertained. I cried a little bit. Like, I think it gave me the entertainment value, which is what the Mission Impossible movies are supposed to be for. It's action. It's something you want to see in a big theater. I thought the acting was good. All this to say, much like you, and it may be more just recency bias, but I have to say Wonka was my top choice of the year. It was also the last movie other than Aquaman that I saw of the year. Reasons I like Wonka. I could go on and on about it. If you ask anyone that's close to me, they've heard me talk about Wonka. It's just because it's such a feel-good movie. I have been listening to the soundtrack literally every day. I smile when I think about the plot and some of the little jokes, and I cannot wait to share it with my parents, with my friends. My husband come see it with. My son's already talking about when we're going to see it again. So I think, like, if I'm going to rank a movie top, it's got to be one I want to see again. So I loved Dungeons and Dragons. That'd be my next second. But I would much more quickly watch Wonka repeatedly than I would watch that one again.
Yeah, I think you and I, and we've discussed this before, I'm very much an actor snob. And so the performances really have to be high tier for me to be able to give it a 6 out of 6. And you are more of the, does it entertain me? That's all you really care about. The performances are, I guess, important to you, but the most important is, can I watch this over and over again and still be entertained by it? And so I appreciate that. I can understand that. But yeah, most of mine I gave 6 out of 6s just based on the performances. And being entertaining is just another, like, icing on the cake or cherry on top for me.
I feel like what you're saying is you appreciate film and I appreciate a movie. It goes back to what you mentioned in your last episode that, you know, again, looking at the genre, the type of movies, Taylor Swift, Wonka, Dungeons and Dragons has a totally different vibe than Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, Iron Claw. Those, that is cinema. That is film. So what makes Nate and Katie, Nate and Katie? We do also have to do our low list, those that flunked out in terms of movies this year. Some of them were probably so bad we didn't see them. So these are at least good enough made it in the big theater.
And looking at my list, I found that I was very kind to a lot of movies because I strictly just picked the movies that I gave a 1 to, not a 1.5, not a 2, just a strict 1. So there are only 2 movies that I did that in all of 2023. So I don't know what that says about movies last year, but you and I were both really kind because I believe we both just gave 2 ones out of the entire year. And those went to, for me anyway, 65, the Adam Driver dinosaur movie, if you can remember that far back. And the most recent...
Oh, that was such a bad one. Oh, no.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And the most recent one, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. I gave that a big stinking 1 because I thought it was terrible. So out of those 2, which was the worst? Probably Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom for me, because at least 65 had dinosaurs. So that was cool. Lady, what were your...
And Adam Driver.
I mean, his acting was kind of meh, but I think that was mostly because of the script or lack thereof, because there's hardly any dialogue.
Yeah, no, you're right. His acting was great. It's just not much to be said. My list was, again, not the same as yours. I didn't enjoy Aquaman either, but I also, Nathan, to your point, there was a few, I went back and looked what I've also ranked pretty low because I thought Wish was going to be on there. I really didn't like Wish. I really didn't like Elemental, if you even remember that movie. Not a fan really there. But my actual ones that I was harsh with was just Fast X, the 10th installment, ridiculous installment of the Fast and Furious series. And then also my number one least favorite, not because it was necessarily so bad, but maybe just because it's not my genre and I haven't watched any other ones, but Transformers, The Rise of the Beasts didn't do it for me. I like none of the characters sold me. Acting was bleh. The CGI was bleh. Storyline was bleh. I mean, I fell asleep. That was one that I literally said, if I didn't do a podcast, I wouldn't be still in this theater right now. To your point, though, Nathan, I went and saw Aquaman yesterday, and humorously, there was not a soul in the theater. I mean, that just goes to show how much this movie's probably taking. It was cold outside, holiday time on a Saturday, and I was the only one in the theater. I mean, that movie wasn't great.
So, yeah, those are our likes and dislikes of 2023. We saw a plethora of movies last year, and going right into that, how many movies do you think I went to go see in 2023, ooh, Katie?
Wait, I like this guessing game. Okay. 50, how many years, weeks or no year? 52? I'm going to say you did once a week. I'm going to say 52, like once a week. That's my guess.
Yeah, I put down that I saw 51, but I'm pretty sure it's probably more than that, because I did see movies that I either didn't review because I didn't think, you know, they, not that they weren't good, it's just I just didn't record a review of it. But I'm pretty sure I saw about 52, 53 movies, all of them 2023. So that's a lot of movies. I can already tell you right now, in 2024, I won't see as many because of what we're doing. Well, I'll probably see more, but I won't be going to the actual theaters because we'll discuss what we're going to be doing a little bit later. So I have written down how many you saw.
Yeah, how actually, many I don't know. I'm going to try to
you
guess.
You have it written down, Katie. How many movies do you think you saw in 2023?
Nady and Katie, a.k.a. Nady, sometimes Katie. So I'm guessing I saw at least like half. So since I said 52, I'm going to say I saw 20. I'll give myself credit. I'm going to say I saw 28.
Well, you should give yourself a little more credit, because I put down that you actually saw 35 movies in 2023.
Hey, look at that.
So that's pretty impressive.
And some of them I saw but didn't review. So, you know, let's just give me 10 more movies just in case, like a buffer.
There you go. There you go. 45. And then I also... because we did have some guest hosts on the show. So I actually did mark down, Juddy actually saw 4 movies with me anyway in 2023. Taj, my good friend Taj, went to go see 2 movies with me in 2023. And my good friend Maddie, who's been on some episodes with Katie as well, saw 2 movies with me in 2023. So we'll see if they might join me for other episodes this coming season. We'll see.
Yeah, we are always welcome to have more folks join us, weighing in, especially if it's a passion. I know we have some, unfortunately or fortunately, we have a lot of prequels, sequels, part tours coming out, reboots of stuff. So I'm sure there's fans out there that would love to hop in and join. You're welcome. Please reach out to us if you would like to record, or you already know a movie you'd like to join us with.
Yeah, and like Justin and I said yesterday, 2024 is looking to be kind of a light year when it comes to movies in the theaters. So it actually makes sense what Katie and I are going to be doing for season 4, which, let's go ahead and reveal it. Katie and I are going to go on a extremely fun, sometimes
extreme fun.
Probably sometimes weird journey.
Weird.
Through movies and TV. That's right. We're going to be tackling movies and TV shows once again. We found a 250 top movies of all time and a top 250 TV shows of all time. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, no, we're not going to watch all 250 from both lists. We're actually going to be watching the movies that we can stream on the multiple streaming services that Katie and I both have. So I'm looking forward to it. There will be stuff that we've obviously seen before that we'll be reviewing. But what I'm really excited about is watching stuff that both Katie and I have never seen before. And so what are you looking forward to this journey, Katie? Are you kind of worried about it? How do you feel?
I will say, as a mom and oftentimes single mother when Scott's working his long week, it's going to be much easier than going to the theater. It's going to be more inexpensive and easier. I can fold laundry while I watch. And like you said, it's going to be not just new releases. So I am excited, especially if it's one that I enjoy, to review it. And I'm really excited to have classics or ones that are well-ranked that you haven't seen. I'm curious if there's a reason you haven't seen them, because I do find, because you're more into film and cinema, things that are maybe highly ranked in someone else's list may not scratch my itch of what I enjoy. But I'm pumped, and we are still, and Nathan may talk more about this, we are still going to see some new release movies, never fear, especially ones we're excited about. we're going to do kind of a special Saturday like we do sometimes, and we'll be reviewing new release movies, sometimes maybe together. Oftentimes, I'm sure it will be individual or with friends. And on that note, Nathan, is there anything in 2024 you're excited about that is a new release?
There are a few, and most of them, yes, are sequels and sometimes prequels, but I'm still looking forward to them. If the movie's well done and the trailer excites me, I'm going to go see it. So case in point, the second Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. I'm actually really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the new Ghostbusters movie that's supposed to be coming out in 2024. It was supposed to come out last year, but because of the strikes and all that, a lot of movies have been pushed back either to 2024 or even 2025, 2026. So that's why I say this year is going to be very light when it comes to movie releases. But Inside Out 2 is coming out, and it would be a shame if we did not mention Jason Statham's new movie, The Beekeeper.
Get that out of here. You mentioned one, Inside Out, one of my favorites. I mentioned that back when we watched Elemental. I was hoping Elemental was going to be my new Inside Out, but poo-poo on that. Inside Out 2, hopefully good. But with the way Disney Pixar is going, I'm curious if it will feel more woke than the first one. So I'll be a mystery box. Also excited for me, I am not as much of a nerd as my husband, but I am looking forward to Dune 2, Dune Part 2. It's not the second book. It's literally Part 2 of the first book, which, my goodness, I don't think we could go on a road trip long enough to listen to that audiobook. It's like 20 plus hours. I'm also excited about a movie coming out in like 2 weeks, which is a revamp of my favorite movie of all time, Mean Girls. Yes, you heard it, Nathan. If you were to ask me the question, what is your favorite movie of all time? The answer is Mean Girls. Call me crazy. Second is probably Baby Mama.
But are you excited about the fact that it's a musical and it doesn't have any of the original people from the original movie?
It does.
Except maybe Tina Fey.
Yeah. And then I think the principal, her friend from SNL. But yeah, I did not realize it was a musical. You're telling me that for the first time. So that makes me nervous. We will see. Wonka broke the seal for me. So we'll see if I like that. But I'm excited for our new journey, Nathan. It's going to be great. And especially if hopefully we can keep you posted on what's coming next, so that if you want to join us in watching before you listen to our review, then you can have a chance to do that.
Yeah, the plan is to post the trailers for the movies that we're going to be watching, and then posting either trailers or little pictures or whatever to give you an idea of the shows that we will be watching. And of course, we'll always try to post the schedule for the full month, the week before we start. And I'm super excited. I can't wait to watch movies that I have never seen before. Happy New Year, everybody. 2024. It's crazy that this is a brand new year. Katie, do you have anything you would like to say to end this first episode of season 4 in 2024?
I'm just glad to be here on a podcast with my good friend, Nady. Love you, buddy.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms. And if there's a movie that you want us to watch, feel free to contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.